Once again, North Korea has defied international demands to give up its nuclear and missile programs. They're illegal as far as the United Nations is concerned. They're a right as far as North Korea is concerned. And the communist country said on Sunday that it had successfully tested out a hydrogen bomb, an extremely dangerous nuclear weapon. It was apparently tested underground, causing an earthquake of magnitude 6.3, a strong tremor. And North Korea looks like it's getting ready to launch more test missiles, according to South Korea. That country has strengthened an American-made missile defense system. It says the U.S. is going to increase its military presence in the region. This would be the sixth time that North Korea has tested out a nuclear weapon, but it appears to be the first time it's tested one this powerful.
Hydrogen bombs have never been used before in warfare. Atomic bombs have. This is what the U.S. dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima back in 1945, ultimately killing more than 200,000 people. But the H-bomb is at least hundreds of times more powerful than the A-bomb. The H-bomb has a far larger yield than traditional weapons, meaning that devices can be smaller while causing greater devastation. Atomic bombs use a process called fission to split plutonium or uranium into smaller atoms in a chain reaction, releasing massive amounts of energy. Hydrogen bombs use fusion. Instead of splitting the atoms, it combines small atoms like hydrogen. Essentially, it's two bombs in one. North Korea first claimed back in January 2016 it had successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. If it does in fact have this capability today, it has joined a very select club. Only the US, Russia, the UK, France and China have carried out confirmed tests of hydrogen bombs.